The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
What the fuck is up, Denny's and Sonic?
I always wanted to do that.
So, yeah, it's been a minute since we did one of these shows. It's been a minute since we did the old Geek Life HQQQQ.
I looked at Justin. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
We are all growing our beards out.
Yeah.
Matt looks like he's like sneezing, taking a shit, and trying to stay awake all at the same time.
I'm tired, dude.
Mine's full of pestilence. You know, just I'm recovering from illness.
Matt is he's an old man now. He likes to fashion canoes in his spare time.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a hard life, but someone's got to do it.
If you want to watch, though, if you want to watch me do that, it's going to cost you a tenner.
why not? It's better than what's on HBO Max. That, you know,
I just watched what I watch on HBO. I don't even know.
Not Westworld.
What I
watched? You watched Santa Camp, didn't you? Because I watched that shit.
I watched Black Adam.
Ah.
Oh, that's on. I know. Yeah. We were just talking about that one. That's a good enough place to start, like, right? Because we've all seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start with Black Adam, man.
Let's start with Adam.
What do they call him in the movie? Tate, something or another.
Adam Teth.
Teth. Yeah.
So, first opinion. What do you like? Did you like it? Hate it? Love it? Hate it?
It's literally just a ripoff of that episode of Avengers when Ant-Man is in it.
What are you talking about?
Like, whatever.
You just lost the super nerd.
No, Civil War with Ant-Man. You know how he gets big.
Well, I gotta crack open.
Oh, this, you're talking about the one guy.
Yeah, dude. It's just like the whole movie is just a ripoff of like the Avengers, but done really shittily.
Well, did you ever think that DC had those characters first and Marvel ripped them off?
Well, I'm not saying like the characters are ripped off. It's just like, they're like, they did really good with Avengers. Let's do our own, but like really shitty, where none of these characters have any backstory. And it's like, yeah, that guy's Fart Man. Yeah.
All those characters are in the comics, and they're all connected to Black Adam somehow. Like Dr. Fate, especially, is like a huge deal.
So, that's like fucking dollar store version of Doctor Strange, dude. They're like, yeah, put a helmet on him so we don't have to CGI his face.
You know, the cool thing about Dr. Fate, right, different than Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange has like a moral gray area. Doctor Fate can only go and do things for order. He can't do anything that's chaotic because that's like against his magical like agreements and shit like that. Okay. So it's like he can't do the same kind of like bad stuff that Doctor Strange could do. So he's a very like linear character.
And they got 007 to play him, dude.
Yeah.
Dr. Fate is 007. Dr. Strange, yeah, he's just fucking Sherlock Holmes, yeah.
I thought it was cool to have Pierce Brosnan in this because I was like, all right, man, he's kind of chewing this role up. Like, this is a pretty good performance.
Really good.
He was probably my favorite part of the movie.
He was good. My folks love Leverage, so they were talking about, what was his name, like Eldis Hodge or something? That played Hawkman.
Yeah, he was
like,
good.
Oh, that guy's awesome. I'm like, calm down.
The two kids, you could totally like have done the whole movie without him.
And he and like Hawk, Condor Boy, whatever his name is, he's just like dude in Avengers, the black guy with the wings. So they're like, yeah,
like Falcon.
Yeah, we got a black guy. Ours has gold wings. Yeah, it's different.
Well, isn't that what every Hollywood movie is? It's just a ripoff of the next.
I get it, dude. But like, I don't know.
What do you think of the main character? We'll put it that way. Like, what do you think of The Rock and like the characters around him? I fucking love the electrician.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part wasn't the superheroes. It was like the electrician guy. You know, it was the little kid. It was the boy. You know, it was like that whole. And it was kind of cool to get like not a bunch of white people. You know, like it was kind of cool. Like how they're all like, you know, Middle Eastern. And
that was all cool. I got to say is here we are in 2022. This is the first time I've ever heard that from Matt.
You know, I'm like, it's just like, I get it, dude. It was cool. It did. All I'm saying is
you're right, though.
It didn't feel forced. Like how a lot of like this like woke shit is. This feels like it's a rampant.
Like Wonder Woman, where it was like so fucking forced. Like Wonder Woman 84, not the first Wonder Woman. But
I mean,
I fully agree.
Like you liked the characters. Like that opening scene when they're trying to get away, and it kind of like you bond with them super quick.
Yep.
You know, are they bad or the good? Oh, they're good. Oh, cool. Oh, shit. Okay. And it's like, all right, nice. You know,
did you see the twist coming?
Which twist?
The twist being he wasn't actually the hero. Like the hero was his son and his son got killed.
So I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see. I knew something was off with him, but I didn't think it was that. I just thought like this, the power went to his head.
I caught his voice in the very beginning where he's like, I'm doing like I caught his voice like, for that. So I was like, oh, I bet that's his fucking
kid. It showed him. And I'm like, oh, they made that skinny old dude look like The Rock, but they didn't show his face.
Yeah.
But they kind of showed it. You get like a half a second profile and it's The Rock. And I'm like, oh, I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what's going on? You know? What did you think of the ending scene?
Yeah, that's what I said. I liked it up until the fight scene at the end. That fight scene was so anticlimactic and boring.
It was a little much to have him constantly fighting Hawkman. Like I was like, you know what? You don't need this as much as you guys think you do.
I wanted more of Ant-Man in it. You know, more of whatever.
The Atom Smasher.
Yeah. Yep. Reverse Ant-Man.
how did you like Henry Winkler?
He was like, great for the 5 seconds.
In 3 seconds, he's in it. Like, what he charged for that cameo? Like, they literally just went on his cameo and paid him like $50 to do that.
That's in his contract for season 3 of Barry.
Yeah. Awesome. They were like, look into the camera and say, don't ruin my suit. Get it back to me.
Now, look at The Rock and go, hey.
Hey.
You guys watch the show Young Rock?
Yeah, I've seen the guy
who plays one of the versions of Young Rock to play.
Yeah, his college version.
Yeah, like I was like the Leo meme. I was like pointing at the TV. I'm like, dude, there he is.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Did you have your beer in your hand and you did that to Shannon? You started snapping your fingers. You're like,
yeah,
exactly. I got it right there. I still freaking love that movie. I mean, like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, still it's like that may eventually get to be like one of my all-time favorite movies. It's just it's just climbs up that list and stays there. I'm like, he killed his wife.
You know. Dude, that
flamethrower part, like
it's probably it's my favorite Brad Pitt performance.
It's good.
It's tough because Snatch is so good. And I really like 12 Monkeys, and I really like I like a lot of the stuff that he's done. So.
Like for Brad Pitt,
that's
for
a tough Brad call.
Pitt, there's like pre Casino or pre
Oceans, 11, yeah.
Post Oceans 11. So pre Oceans 11, you get all those wacky roles,
yeah,
kooky and shit. And post Oceans 11, you just get Oceans 11 Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Well, you also get him like stuck in the Burn After Reading era. Right, where you get like all those things, and I'm like, I didn't really love Burn After Reading.
It was all right.
You know? They're like, oh, he's up for an Oscar. I'm like, why?
You know? Yeah,
it's like he played kind of a tool.
That's usually how it goes. They're like, oh, let's give everyone an award.
Yeah,
I would have liked Black Adam more if they would have done what Marvel did and kind of built up to this movie.
Yeah,
like it was just too much fucking backstory. You know, to try to get in that amount of time, like give Birdman a fucking movie, give fucking Fate, Dr. Fate a movie, you know, I guess you don't need a movie with the kids because they just kind of introduced them. They're new anyway, but give those two guys a movie. I would like to see a fucking Dr. Fate movie.
So it obviously connects to Suicide Squad, right?
Because you got
Amanda Waller in it.
Yeah.
It connects to, at the end, it connects to like the Justice League verse and all that. it connects to Shazam because you have the wizards from Shazam, and Black Adam was originally supposed to be the villain from Shazam. So,
yeah.
But they went with Sylvana instead. So it was like a different thing and all that. I think this is it from what we're seeing right now from, Peter James Gunn. I think this is it.
Yeah. Everything that we know from DC has gotten scrapped now.
And the way that they're talking about it right now, it's like, this was a really successful film. Like, they made money. Everybody made money on this deal. It was all that, you know, but they're not going to do another one.
I enjoyed it for what it was. It's just not Marvel. It's just not the quality.
You prefer those characters, or you prefer, yeah, like,
they just built those characters differently, dude. They built those characters over 15 years, dude. And you just learn to love all those characters. And when they're joking around and shit, and it's like, it's funnier. And this, when they're joking around, you're like, why are they fucking joking around? I don't know them.
Yeah,
I don't know why he's sad that he can't go fucking save him. You know?
Yeah, you're onto something there, man. It's the humorous aspect. Like, there's more humor probably in a Marvel film than in the DC ones. Yeah.
Well, there's humor, but the storytelling's a lot better and more cohesive. That's the thing.
DC will just never get to where Marvel is, no matter how hard they try, dude. They just won't do it. It's too fucked up, dude. And there's
the problem with DC is they're just too all over the place. They're like a kid with ADD.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's more to it than that, guys, because it's like, if you think about it, it's like they went through a studio change. They had a brand new CEO come in and literally like fuck everything up. And it's like they had been making terrible choices for 10 years. Then they had somebody come in and being like, oh, well, we're just going to scrap everything. So all the plans that they had laid out to make this connected universe are now dead. You know,
I really like their shows over their movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And because they can build, you can build them a little bit better. You know, you can introduce these characters and kind of build them up, and then you get in the seasons, and then you can pull from the movies. So I think that's kind of cool. They kind of have that going for them. And they built this like Suicide Squad, Amanda Waller like universe up, which is kind of neat. You get the couple Suicide Squads, and now you have this. It's like, okay, this is feeling cohesive a little bit.
I think the Peacemaker is probably the best thing that came out in 2021. You know, not to like bury the lead in all that, but it's like in terms of like shows and stuff like that, that show is amazing. It's good. It's not just funny. It has heartfelt moments to it. It's like, that is what everything should be. And now that Gunn is in charge of everything, it's like, good. I'm like, I don't care if I never see Cavill again. Do I get more John Cena as Peacemaker? Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer that anyway.
And then to spoil it, if you haven't seen it, like you get a Superman appearance.
Yes. Yeah. At the end. Yep.
And it just sucks that all means nothing.
Well, I mean, take it for what it is, dude. Like if there's no movie, like, he either talks him out of becoming this villain. He's like, I'll beat the fuck out of you. I'm fucking Superman. You know, look at my highlight reel.
And then check it out. You know, or it's on YouTube.
Or they fight, and you just don't need to see it, dude. You know.
Or he's like, I want you to join my band. I got a gig at Denny's this weekend.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a drummer. I play rock.
Yeah, or he's like, I have an OnlyFans, and I'm pretty sure if we teamed up, I'd get extra subscribers.
Oh wow, that's
he's like we
that's touch, weird. What's doing that?
We could touch tip to tip.
I thought he was gonna ask him to play like Warhammer or some shit. No, but it's like Cavill had this chance to do this, and I can see why he did it, and why people were so excited to have him do it, because he missed out of that spot in Shazam, and he should have been in that freaking spot at the end where he shows up at the kid's school and all that. That should have been Cavill.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, dude. I'm upset that they cut him as Superman, because I think he is like the perfect Superman.
Yeah,
he's like him.
He is, but it's just like with Pattinson with Batman, like the Batman. Like, we're gonna get someone else, and it could be like, oh, this guy's actually pretty good. And if you guys are watching Superman and Lois, like, that's a good show. It's not just a good Superman show; it's a good show.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as like that universe, I think Cavill plays the perfect Superman for
him. And what I'm really sick of is this, like, you don't need another fucking Batman every two fucking years. Seriously, dude, like, you won't see that with Marvel. You won't get a fucking another Tony Stark. You won't get another Thor. You won't, you know what I'm saying? You won't get another Captain America.
Here's the thing. I'm fine with having other ones, but you need to, like, cohesively get your universe together, because they were starting to kind of do it with Cavill and Affleck.
You won't do it if you keep every 2 years you reboot Batman to tell another story, dude. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Keaton, great, dude. You had then you had Christian Bale, great, dude. Then you had Affleck, great, dude. It's like you don't need.
I only benefit from them making more Batman movies, so like I can't say anything.
If you don't have a universe and you're only making fucking Batman movies, that's cool, dude. But then don't have Batman in your universe. He doesn't exist in that universe.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to do it with Pattinson in whatever they do that's like Justice League and all that. So it's going to be something completely different. So who knows? But I mean, they're planning on doing Kingdom Come, and I'm a huge fan of that. And that's what happens in the future. You know, there's this big nuclear explosion in Kansas, and you know, like everything's in shambles, and there's super beings everywhere, and it's like, how does everybody deal with that? And that's Kingdom Come.
Yeah, that was. Yep, and now we get another Joker.
Yeah, dude, did you see the pictures? I don't know if those are real of like Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it is real. It's really stupid, I don't know, man.
Like, if there's just one thing that I just generally did not like, it's that first Joker movie. You know, and I mean, I don't like Jared Leto in the Suicide Squad. And I know we've talked about this like ad nauseum and all that, but it's like, at least that's an honest portrayal, you know? And it's like, as good as the performance was from, you know, Joaquin Phoenix and all that, it's just like, this is not a movie. This is like you took the Joker's name and you threw it at something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just weird. Yet it was like the second biggest movie of 2019.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You it's know? Like, that's the problem with DC. They're so uncohesive because now you have the Joker, you have the Batman, and they don't even really tie together.
Yeah. It's like they can make money, but they can't make things successful.
Like you know, playing devil's advocate, I can kind of see how you can just fucking force fit pieces in. You can just force fit a Batman in, and it doesn't matter who it is, it's fucking Batman. And that's kind of how they do with comic book stories, you know, different writers and things. They kind of force fit these comics, and they just fit because that's this universe and it's Batman. It's just this kind of fucking, you know, this take on it. And I mean, if you take a step back and look at it as what it is, yeah, it's just Batman. Is it who fucking who's playing? Doesn't matter who's playing it. You know Batman's story, so he's gonna fit right in.
But see, and that's but I think that's how Marvel got successful is they told one cohesive story for 15 years that let you get invested in every character.
Yeah,
it was a long play for sure because you're doing stuff, and then we find out halfway through that. Oh, well, that's not just a power source. That's an Infinity Stone. Yeah. What's an Infinity Stone? Well, it's this. And there's this big thing that's going after them. Well, we got to stop those. We got to do that. How are we going to do that?
Those last two movies as, like, movies over – calling them movies, not calling them comic book movies. They're actual movies, and they give you feelings, dude. Like, fucking –
oh, definitely.
Tony Stark's there dying, dude, and you're like, fuck, you feel for him, dude. Like – when fucking Spider-Man dusts, you're like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you feel, dude. It's like, damn, dude, they're hitting some feels here, dude. And it's not just a fucking action movie. It's like, shit. Yeah. They're pulling some shit here, which is like.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's just even Marvel and Sony can make two different movies and make them cohesive. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, DC just needs to get their shit together.
And, you know, all this, and still we're getting a third Venom, which I could not be more excited about. You know what? I love that second one. And I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I don't need it to be anything other than what it is. You know, you don't have to make it bigger or anything. Like, just give me more of that shit. I'm good with it.
So, yeah. I think we should just move on from this DC conversation. It makes me angry.
Well, you had mentioned that you saw Black Panther. Did you get a chance to see Black Panther, Matt?
No.
I saw it, and we don't have to give away stuff in it. But going back to an early conversation, you know, you had said like, oh, they could replace, you know, Batman and Marvel hasn't done that and all that. They absolutely could have replaced Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. They could have.
Yeah.
It was a choice they could have made, you know?
They could have used that guy from fucking Black Adam, dude, the fucking wing guy.
I mean,
I thought that was Chadwick Boseman for a second. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
No, that's the guy from 21 Bridges you think
of. I know.
Oh, wait, 11 Bridges.
That was Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
See, you didn't even know, dude.
No, I knew. Yeah, it was the same. It was the same director as Infinity War. So, yeah. But you know, with that, like, they absolutely could have done that. They made a choice not to, which may lead them to,
I think, was the right choice.
It was, you know, I mean, could they have told a better story? Maybe. Yeah, I think they could.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I like what they did. You know.
I mean, story wise, it wasn't horrible, but it was a very slow, boring burn to me. It was one of those ones where the fight scene, I'm like, that was very anticlimactic.
Kind of like the last fight scene in The Boys. You're like, what?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fair. Yeah.
I
waited all season for this, and you shit on me, and you push it till next fucking season.
I was talking about that. Like, and that's, like, dude, that's still one of the best things of the year is the Boys.
The Boys, Black Adam, and Black Panther, all of these build-ups, and then it was like, yeah, I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now. Yeah, they're all fucking really big build-ups to a terrible fight scene. I went and saw Avatar, and I'll just say it's the same thing.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so Avatar.
That's the $1,000 bill you're talking about?
The most expensive movie ever produced.
$1,000.
Yeah.
So what's this about? Was that your bar tab?
Yeah.
No, I got fucking, dude. I hate cars. I just buy a bicycle. If it wasn't -5,000 here in Illinois.
Hey, it's 19 degrees here in Texas. So.
Oh, so you're not far off.
It's -22 here.
Fuck that. I walked outside today, and I'm like, dude, I thought I moved here to stay out of the cold. This is stupid.
Oh, it's colder here.
You're like, there's a frozen fucking armadillo outside. What the hell?
But yeah, I watched Fancy Dances with Wolves, the second one.
Oh yeah, did you want to go back and rewatch the first one prior to watching this?
No.
I honestly haven't seen the original Avatar, man.
Watch Dances with Wolves. It's the same fucking story.
I like that movie. That's one of my. It used to be one of my favorite.
Good movie.
Movies.
That's dude, a really dude. Good
literally,
movie.
Literally, the plot to Avatar, the original Avatar, and Dances with Wolves is 100% the same.
There's even a character called like Two Socks in it.
Probably. Yeah, it's literally. Yeah. That's why I laughed when James Cameron's like, I fell asleep and had a dream and dreamed up Avatar. I'm like, no, you fell asleep watching Dance with the Wolves and fucking stole it, dude.
Yeah, and he's all like, I'm a Civil War soldier. My name's Kevin Costner. Wait, no, I'm Dances with Wolves. Oh, it's like, hey, stop acting so wooden. It's like, I can't. Wait, I'm Robin Hood.
Yeah, now he's like, and just like, what's his name?
That's Superman's dad.
Yeah. No, dude, that's what's his name from Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah. I have cancer. Like, wow, you seem so concerned. It's like, yeah, I watch Yellowstone. What about it?
That's that dude from Waterworld.
Yeah, I fucking love that. And The Postman. I never said he was a great man. I just like his movies.
Oh, fuck, dude.
But it's like he just gave up after the 90s. He's like, fuck it, I'm rich.
Dude, yeah, pretty. Isn't that how you just do it? Really?
Has never been good.
He was really good in Silverado, dude.
No,
who was?
And I mean, he didn't he write or direct Dances with Wolves or something?
Wait, who the fuck are we talking about?
Kevin Costner.
Oh, he's never been good, dude. Kevin Costner's like the Ben Affleck of the 80s, dude. Like,
yeah,
he's good. Like, yeah, you know what you're gonna get from it. It's like. You know, he just died.
I'm trying to like go through my memory bank and see if that's a fair statement because it's like it's not setting off the bullshit alarm. Like you may be onto something with that man,
dude. Kevin Costner's greatest.
I've got to go be the King of England in 10 minutes.
Is the Art of Racing in the Rain? Yeah, he plays the dog.
Interesting.
He's the voice of the dog.
Like Kevin Costner, he does fucking baseball movies and like westerns. That's like it.
Hey, what dude. Dude, you gotta go with what your
fans. Well, Durham was good. I mean, Tin Cup was not my favorite, but it wasn't like dog shit. You know,
I mean, has Clint Eastwood done anything out of his realm either?
It's a chicken. It's like, oh, okay. All right, Cry Macho is about a chicken. All right, it is. It's like
Cry Macho was
a lot of Rambo, and it's about a chicken.
Dude, I couldn't make it through Cry Macho.
Oh, dude, it's you get to the end and you're like, he's like 100. How is he like flirting with this waitress? He's like, it's my movie. It's like, okay.
Talk about old dudes that can kick ass. Have you watched The King of Tulsa?
No, I have. I wanted to see that. He looks huge in that.
Dude, you guys got to watch The King of Tulsa. It's a fucking good movie.
I don't want to be here. Why am I here?
Tulsa. He's good. He plays the New York mobster.
I'm out of jail and they threw me in Tulsa.
But Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley's in it.
Nice.
Guilfoyle is his best role, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
But yeah, it's a good show. If you guys haven't watched that, watch King of Tulsa. It's a good
show. Is that on Paramount?
Yeah.
I'll check that out. Yeah, I've been meaning to get on that. I've been meaning to get on Wednesday. I'm a little bit behind because
you want to get on her?
No. That's to me. That's kind of creepy because that's not like
you wanted to get on her. You said I want to get on Wednesday.
Watching the show, but
yeah, sure, you old perv.
I always think of Wednesday as a kid. You know, I don't. You know, that's how I think of it. Like Pugsley. I like that meme where it said Pugsley is just a goth Bobby Hill.
Yeah. I want to watch it. I haven't. We went on Netflix and I wanted to put a Christmas show on, and we ended up putting on. That Murderville mystery, but the Christmas special.
Oh yeah, I watched that. Who Killed Santa?
Yeah, so we watched that, and like, that's a cool, that's a good concept, dude. Like throwing them in and not having a script.
Yeah,
you know, that's pretty good. And then we went back and watched the show. The show is even better, dude.
Oh wow!
Yeah, with the one with Marshawn Lynch is the best one.
Oh my God, he's like, yeah, dude. He's talking about glizzies and shit, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he's in the fucking like movie, and he like walks in. And he's like, "Oh shit!" He's like, "That's the dude from Ozark." And then he just goes lays down in a bed. Like,
oh, yeah, do you feel safe now?
Oh yeah, that's good.
Like, so it's all improv.
Well,
they don't give you a script. Yeah, everybody but the actors have a script.
Like Jason Bateman, the other chick from Saturday Night Live,
Maya Rudolph.
Oh, and nice. And your boy, King of Staten Island, shows up for like 5 minutes.
Hey, yeah, what am I doing here? I don't know what I'm doing here.
They don't have scripts. And then they have to solve this. They have to go throughout this whole thing and have to solve this like murder mystery.
Yeah, who killed Santa?
But the show is like is the same thing where they bring one actor in, no script, and they go through and they have to solve this. So it's kind of like a game show.
That's cool.
So it's kind of like improv. It's pretty funny. And they make them do stupid shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like Sharon Stones was a good episode, man.
Yeah,
she's like good.
I didn't realize that she's like a high IQ genius, like a Mensa member. Like she actually.
I never realized she was 100.
Yeah, she's like incredibly intelligent.
I never realized that she like was like agoraphobic and shit.
Is she as smart as Winnie from the Wonder Years, though?
Yes. Just not in her career choices, apparently, because she could be getting that Hallmark money.
Shit, dude.
I need a snack while we do
it. Like, are you eating string cheese?
I am, dude. I was like, all of a sudden, I got the munchies all of a sudden.
Nice, man. Yeah. Well, you know, you got that podcast high going on.
Yeah, we haven't done this shit in a while. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I have been listening to other podcasts, just so you guys know. I thought I would just get it out. The Fly on the Wall podcast. Have you guys checked it out with Dana Carvey and David Spade?
I have not.
No.
They have a 2-episode special out now about all about Chris Farley, and they're having people on. And it was like they had his mom and his younger brother, his older brother, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler. So far, like, and they're all talking about him. And Kevin Nealon was on, you know. And I'm about halfway through the second episode now, and I just finished up, like, and they were talking about Shrek, and they're like, yeah, he had like 5 days to go on Shrek, and then he died. I'm like, what? So there is like probably more than what we're actually led on to know about Shrek in terms of like how much he actually did.
Yeah.
So there's like a Farley cut somewhere.
Yeah. I've seen the little clips of it and stuff.
Yeah, the animations, like there's some out there. I'm like, geez,
yeah.
There's a whole voice track to this. You know, it's crazy. But it's awesome, like just getting to hear them talk about him and finding out what he was like and like how he was such a nut and just like so stupid about some things and you know, and then, like,
how did, much like, did you ever watch the documentary on him?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I've seen, I am like Farley, like a and tearjerker.
Yeah. I was yeah. Like, man,
how much cocaine he was actually doing? You know,
like, yeah.
It's like you know the mashed potatoes from Close Encounters. Like,
no, dude, he was totally Tyrone Biggums, man. He was like, man, I sold your house and I had $1 million crack pot. I could have been there.
Yeah, it's just like that. But they said like he was also like he had this huge temper and he was a monster and he used to like go after people and shit. And I'm like, that is so hilarious.
Well, the funny thing is like watching like the documentary and stuff and they talk about him having to fly back and forth to do SNL.
Yeah.
And the pepper boy. Skit, and he was really pissed off he had to fly back just to
thank you, Pepper Boy.
That's the perfect amount of pepper.
they said it's like he had one line in the sketch and he still had to fucking steal a scene. Yeah,
because he was pissed off that he had to fly back just for that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, they're like talking to people and like the guy who was like the aide on it, like turns out it's Randy Newman's son. And he like went on to like produce Narcos and stuff like that. He's like, yeah, I got my start on SNL. I was supposed to watch Chris Farley. That was my job. Like, damn. Like at age 20, that seems like a nightmare.
Dude, it's just crazy to think like how much like Saturday Night Live has turned out as far as like Conan O'Brien, Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, all these guys that were behind episodes the from like 1981 and 82 is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about Conan O'Brien.
What's that?
Conan O'Brien has an episode of that Murderville.
Oh, yeah. He does? Yeah, oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
But the Marshawn Lynch one's still the best, dude. Marshawn Lynch is like just because he's like so serious, but like stupid at the same time.
He tackles that dude in the basement.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because that's just the way he is. Even when you talk to him, it's like I was watching like clips of him for like the NFL and stuff, and then one guy walks up and he's like, "What you doing for Christmas?" He's like, "Man, hey, and we gotta get to Thanksgiving first."
It's interesting too, like just segueing into football here, because Matt, you've been all about the Bills lately, and one thing I noticed recently from being in Florida and being on vacation is there's literally Bills shit everywhere now. Like, I don't know if it's just the team getting hot or something, or if it's like retro or something. But
you were down there the week they played Miami. That's probably why you were.
Maybe that's why. Maybe the fans were down there, but
the Bill. I will say, Bills fans are probably the most diehard. Serious fans in the NFL. That I respect the Bills fans for the simple fact, like in the playoffs when they beat the other team, they donate a bunch of money to the losing quarterback's charity.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Like they set records of like donations.
It's different than like most fans. You know, they care about the team, mm-hmm. and like it seems like the players really care about the city more. You know, and it's you know,
with the Green Bay.
Nah,
oh,
Green Bay, dude.
Way better. It's way different than Green Bay.
I call them the real America's team. You know, fuck the Cowboys, fuck the Packers.
They did in the 90s.
It's like working class team, you know.
Yeah.
That's just what it's about, dude.
Yeah, I mean, no, seriously, like, it seems like there's a good team and fan camaraderie, and like the whole city is always behind them. And.
Mm-hmm.
Even winning or losing, like the city of Buffalo is always for the Bills.
Yeah.
We're like Chicago, as soon as they start losing, they got, you know, we don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No, Bears fans, it seems like they hate watch football. You know,
they're like, Bears don't know what they want.
The Bears just aren't ever going to win anything, dude, because they don't put the right pieces in the place, or they put half a piece in place and expect everything to fall through, and then they put all this money towards one piece and they chintz out on everything else.
They keep getting that Kirkland brand.
Yeah, well, I mean, until like McCaskey sell the team, you know, it ain't ever gonna happen, dude. Like, so it's like I had to move
it's
on.
It's never gonna happen. But yeah, no, dude, I got mad respect for Buffalo fans. They're awesome.
They play the Bears this week on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's
gonna
fun.
That's fun. I mean, -17 at Soldier Field.
So
I saw someone selling tickets for like $30 a piece. I was like, ah, I still won't go.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to go.
Get your Carhartt.
But have you talking about the NFL? Have you heard about the crazy story of the guy who used to dress like a wolf at the Kansas City Chiefs games?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
no, but now I kind of want to hear it.
They had a diehard fan dressed like he dressed up like a werewolf costume for every game, away, home, all that kind of stuff. And he showed up to every game. And one time he just started like not making the games, and people were like, "Oh, what happened to him? Like, we got to look into him. Got to make sure he's okay." Turns out this fucking dude was robbing banks when the team would go to the away games, rob banks in the city for the away team to afford tickets to go to the games. Oh, that's how he was.
Wow.
And then he was laundering money by, I guess, buying stuff for Kansas City at like auctions.
I don't even know. That's some crazy shit right there, man. I mean, that's. So I'm guessing that they caught him. That's like some Point Break type of bullshit there.
Yeah. I heard the story. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's nuts.
Oh, that to be a movie, dude. That'd be a cool movie.
Wow, yeah. Like werewolf werewolf bank robber type shit.
Well, the strangest stories always make like kind of the best movies. Like, did you ever watch Queen Pins or whatever it was about the ladies who stole all the coupon money?
No, that the concept was interesting, but wasn't that Kristen Bell and what's her name? McCarthy.
It was Kristen Bell and somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was.
I thought it was Melissa McCarthy or something.
No, it wasn't Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay. Then I'd watch it.
It had Vince Vaughn and it had another person. But
fucking Vince Vaughn, man. I was just fucking around. I started watching Four Christmases. What a piece of shit. Like, I mean, what the fuck was 2008 thinking? You know, it's like, oh, we're going to make a movie and it's going to have Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. And I'm like, this movie's fucking garbage.
Dude, 2008, they're just like, Vince Vaughn, we're just going to stick
with it. Yeah. Like, this isn't Starsky and Hutch Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. I mean, he only has a few good ones.
I like a lot of his stuff, but it's like just some of those things are like, dude, this isn't the internship. This isn't.
But the thing is with Vince Vaughn, he literally plays the same exact person in every movie.
Yeah, because if you watch The Breakup, you know, Sarah comes in and she's like, are you watching The Breakup? I'm like, no, this is Four Christmases. He's just playing the exact same characters in The Breakup.
He plays a different character when he plays that stepdad.
Yeah, and Couples Retreat. Same fucking character.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, fucking old school internship, all that.
I like those versions, you know, which is funny.
Those are the fun versions, but that's because there's a great cast around him.
Yeah. And it was just even him out. I'm like, wow, Robert Duvall couldn't save this steaming pile of turd.
That's funny.
Gotta make that Christmas.
Don't watch that shit, by the way.
Still, my favorite Christmas movie is Christmas on Endor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Fred Claus.
Fucking, my favorite Christmas movie is that one with fucking Kurt Russell, dude.
Oh, Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one. Obviously, I've already watched Scrooged, so, you know.
Did you watch, have you watched the new one with Will Ferrell and...
Spirited. No, we haven't seen that yet. I've been meaning to watch
it. I actually liked it.
You kind of have a good track record with Ryan Reynolds films.
Yeah. I liked it. It's a musical, but I liked it.
I watched fucking Bullet Train.
Yes. Yeah, dude, that was a great movie, man. That movie was awesome.
Yeah, it keeps you guessing for sure, man.
It's like, all right, it's filmed kind of like John Wick and all that. And
the colors are there.
part at the end with the orange truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's a tangerine.
You're a fucking diesel, man.
Then like Ryan Reynolds just calls him sick. He called in sick, his old five second cameo.
Yeah. Oh man, I love the part where he's looking at the girl and she's got the sticker of the train on the back, so he knows that she's bad. I'm like, this is awesome. I fucking love this movie. I would watch that again.
Dude, I mean, dude, it was great. Like when they paused the fight, and he's like, and the girl comes, and he's like, "Oh, can I get something with? Do you have anything sparkling? Sure, you don't. Sure, you don't want it."
And then he makes him pay for it.
Yeah.
And then fucking whips it at his head.
It was good. I mean, and that was kick ass. You know, it's so funny that that guy's come so far. You know, from doing that, and they all fit nicely in that universe. And I'm like, this is actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, that was.
I was surprised Michael Shannon was in that though.
Yeah, that surprised me as him as the Russian.
It's a good role for him. He plays a good bad guy.
Yeah.
What's that one where he plays the bad cop in that like bike bike movie with a cyclist like a courier movie? He plays like the bad cop.
Is that Premium Rush?
Yeah.
Shit.
Michael Shannon hit.
Yeah, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That made everybody want to get in the night before. Little fucking 10 speeds, dude. Like, yeah, I'm a fucking courier.
I'm gonna get you, and I'm gonna bite you with my teeth. You know, it's like, okay, Michael Shannon.
It's 6,000 teeth, dude. He's like too many.
Yeah, he does. He's like, I was in fucking Knives Out. He's like, why are you talking like that? It's my mouth. He fucked up Superman too. See?
Yeah.
He's a good actor though. I like him. I like his stuff he's in. I just watched The Night Before Last Night with Anthony Mackie and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen.
Oh yeah.
And the weed guy is Michael Shannon.
He plays like the Jesus weed guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you like it? You like Miley Cyrus at my party? And it's like, oh, okay. Miley Cyrus, everyone. You know, like
that was a great Christmas movie.
It is actually. It's kind of out there. It's like, I did too many drugs.
The best part of it is Tracy Morgan's narration.
Yeah. That's right, everyone.
They did all the drugs. They snuffed all the things. They went to the
club. That's a crazy white boy shit.
Yeah.
I forgot because he does that whole thing at the end and it reminds me of Robin Hood Men in Tights a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of Avatar, like speaking of movies, when they end, they may remind you of something else. Avatar 2 reminded me of Free Willy at the end. I was waiting for that shit. I was waiting for Michael Jackson to pop. I was waiting for a fucking whale to jump over.
Dude, Michael Jackson.
Fucking Michael Jackson to start singing.
Yeah, he would have been all about this movie.
To be like, back the River Jordan. I was waiting for that.
Wow, yeah. Feel the world. That's crazy. Oh. I haven't even thought of that song in 20 years.
Dude, I haven't thought about it until when the credits started rolling for Avatar 2, I was like, this sounds like fucking that song from Free Willy.
Wow. They didn't get like Enya?
Like, I'm like, did James Cameron fall asleep watching Free Willy this time? And he's like, I got a great idea for a second.
You got a great idea for an ending.
But the real question here is, did it look good? Like, up on
it's a visually pretty movie, like visually, yeah, of course.
You put it on the background and watch it while you're like ironing your laundry and stuff, and you'd be like, okay, whatever, you know.
Does it remind you of one of those like Apple TV like fucking screensavers?
Kind of
how it like shows all like the epic like fucking drone shots. It's like, hey, is it Avatar? Yeah. No, that's just an Apple
CGI's got to be great, right?
What
the CGI's got to be great.
Yeah, there's some parts that were a little kind of like it looked a little old to me.
Maybe they were holdovers from the original.
Yeah, because I guess they filmed like a lot of the scenes like 4 years ago. Because the lady who's in it who plays the general, she thought it came out 4 years ago and it flopped because she filmed her scenes 4 years ago.
Oh, jeez. Okay,
that's crazy.
That's weird. I don't know. We had an opportunity with the Dorkening to do a Mockbuster, right? So they had someone from the asylum, and they're like, "Hey, do you guys want to do like an Avatar, The Way of Water? But it's like a Mockbuster. It's called like Avatar or something." And I'm like, "Okay." So I asked Justin about it. And I'm like,
"Yeah, hey, you emailed me. Do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to be part
of that."
He's
like, "No." He's like, "I would not take this seriously."
He's like, "Nah, that sounds gay."
No, dude, he sent it to me. I thought it. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll talk to these people. And then I watched the trailer, and I'm like, there's no way I can talk to these people.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I actually kind of like those Asylum films because I feel like they're more honest than like like Avatar. Because it's like, look, we're going to put everything we can into this movie, make it in a week, and we're going to put it out there. And, you know, we're going to take the tailwind of whatever this is. So hopefully you'll see this. And they're not all great. But every once in a while, you end up with something that's like, you know what? That wasn't half bad for a low budget film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, there's some low budget movies that I watch and I'm like, dude, that's fucking great. Like, what was that fucking zombie one with Bob Odenkirk as the dad, the fucking hippie dad smoking up?
Oh, that was awesome. The vampire zombies and
yeah, shit. The vampire zombies and the aliens and all that shit, dude. That movie was great. I'm like, how come this wasn't in the theater?
I have no idea. But that was a really good movie.
Why is Matt rocking back and forth like a crackhead all of a sudden? It's throwing me off.
Because he can't sleep if the clown will eat him.
That
clown right there.
Another low budget movie I watched on HBO was Barbarian.
Yeah, how was that?
Not super low budget, but dude, like I watched the previews. I kind of knew what to expect going in, but then it just takes an evil, fucking sick ass twist, dude. You're like, fuck, damn, dude. And it's got the guy who's in all the Rob Zombie movies, Richard Brake.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's playing a creepy fucking dude, and always is all he plays. But damn, dude, it was good. There's some good practical effects in it. You know, it's very suspenseful. So there's a couple gory scenes. So it's not really a gore movie, but there's a couple gore. It's like, damn, dude, like it's worth a watch, dude.
Worth a half watch, Matt, because it seems like you've really like dialed in on like a lot of the horror movies this year, like definitely more than the two of us. Do you have a top list of like best movies that you've seen for the year?
I don't, man. I mean, we probably have to save that for next episode.
Because I was just saying, like, there's some I want to see. Like, I haven't seen Pearl yet, but I saw X, and I loved X, and like I loved Black Phone. I mean, obviously, I've talked about it enough, but I think Black Phone is one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
But it seems like they actually had some really decent horror choices this year.
Man, I think they just know what works with horror, man. I mean, they just hit it, dude. Like Black Phone, and then Barbarian, and like Terrifier, all in that same realm of like kind of low budget, suspenseful with a little bit of gore.
Yeah,
we're not going to go to a major studio, so we can go where we want to go with it.
Yeah, we can. So the integrity is still there. So you don't have fucking people just thumbprinting like fucking execs. Like, I want this. You know, I want my name as a producer.
So we can't make money if you put this in there because we have to market it to 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to make that Michael Myers action figure. So
we have a contract with NECA, so we need that shit.
We need toys. We already have the sequel budgeted, so we can't give away too much. We have to save for the sequel. It's like I hate movies like that. It's like just give me a fucking
movie. Describing Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends.
Yeah, or the great Batman and Robin story of, hey, we have all these toys, you have to fit them into your movie.
Yeah.
Well, we don't always need a fucking universe, a fucking trilogy, a fucking whatever just to make money. Give us a good movie, a solid movie, and let it become a cult fucking classic, dude. You know, dude, you don't need a Halloween universe. You don't need to keep
making it. I got one. I watched one of those today. I watched.
Oh, nice.
Great movie, Nobody. Dude.
Great movie. It Love doesn't need a sequel. They could make one if they want to. But it's great.
You don't need it. Like, it literally tells a story. You get beginning, middle, end, and you see where they're going, and you're like, cool, dude. Wrap up, put a bow in it, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. You know? Fucking great movie. I love
that. No, I'm with you. That was awesome. That was probably one of my favorites of, what was that, 2021?
Something like that.
I hope they make more like that in that vein, where it's like, this is just kind of like a cool concept. Like
John Wick movies?
Yeah, just like a random John Wick universe, but not really tied to John Wick type of shit.
100%. Yep. So we haven't done this in a while. You guys want to head into Week in Geek?
Well, I mean, we've been touching on it, but I'll touch on one thing. I watched the new National Treasure series for all of 10 minutes, and then I turned it off because it was that bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's fair. I mean, I had mentioned like Andor. I have no interest in watching that at all. So, I mean, I could definitely see National Treasure not living up to expectations.
Dude, so. It's just, I tried it. I was like, you know what? I love National Treasure. I love a good treasure hunt movie.
National Treasure is a national treasure.
Yeah.
And they fucking shit on it, dude.
Dude.
And National Treasure 2 is a National Treasure 2.
As well.
I mean, maybe the show got better after 10 minutes, but, dude, 10 minutes was all I could take of, like, the cast they had. And I was like, I'm done.
I will say this, though. Like, even in this episode, like, you're notorious for the slow burn doesn't really work for you. So yeah. It could also be that it's a slow burn thing. Because you just generally don't like something that is a slow burn.
I don't really care for slow burns, but I will watch them if it's great casting, and like I can be like, okay, these characters take a little bit to develop, but I'll buy into it.
Oh, and then I gotta step away for one sec. I'll be right back, guys.
Oh, he's gotta go take a take a Blumpkin.
What's a Blumpkin?
Isn't that a blowjob while you're taking a shit?
Oh, nice, dude. Can we watch?
Can we watch? Dude, he ran off like he had to take a shit.
He had a tail head poking out for the last 50 minutes.
Dude, he did a bright burn.
He shit his pants, dude? You gonna throw away your underwear?
I think he did, dude. He had to run and go take his underwear off.
Oh my god. And
since he's gone, let's talk about all the shit in the background of his office. Like, what is that picture on the wall? In the very back by the stairs. Why does it look like Santa Claus, but like a fancy Santa Claus picture?
It looks like a World War II general. Like, I can't see it, dude. Man, and he's got a lot of shit on those shelves, dude. I'd be afraid I'd break something.
Dude, the picture in the very back looks like a Sears catalog Santa picture.
Where?
Like in the back where he just ran into the bathroom. See the picture on the wall?
Above the name?
Yeah, like okay. Straight above, like go like the microphone, like yeah, straight yeah. up. Doesn't it look like a Sears portrait, like 80s, like Santa Claus pose?
Kind of. I see like a World War II general.
I would say that, but the red suit.
It looks like a black. I can see a little hit of red, but
look at those dildos.
Yeah,
he's got all shape sizes.
Dildo of the Month Club.
Look at the dildo baggins.
What else is in there, dude?
Oh, get a little... He ran away and he threw my mojo off. So if everybody at home, like, man, this show sucks. Blame it on Cooper.
Yeah, you tune in right now and you're like, man, these guys suck.
They're literally not talking about anything.
Well, I could talk about I had a really good sell this month. I sold some set of 87 Hasbro laser tag guns for $120. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, I saw your story, them. Yeah.
Yeah, so I shipped them and then fucking USPS.
Cooper, your dick's still out. Keep going.
That's so intentional.
USPS broke them. And then as soon as they were delivered, the guy messaged me, hey, these broken shipping. I want to send them back to you. I'm like, that's cool. I asked him to take a bunch of photos. And then I fucking filed the claim the day of on USPS website. And since it's priority, it's covered up to $100 in case it breaks. So I had to screenshot the eBay page where it has all the info about what the guy paid and his tracking and his address and dates and things about being delivered. And they approved it for $100. So, hey, win for me. And then I got the items back. So the guy wasn't lying, you know, like obviously it's in pieces and it's the guns I sent him. They look the same. So I'm going to wait till I get the check from USPS and relist the guns for $40 for parts.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's like, and all in all, I'm out maybe $40 shipping to and from. It's not that bad.
And then Cooper, while you're gone, you need to settle a question that we have. Is that a 1980s Sears portrait of Santa or a war general on the far wall by your bathroom door?
Oh, that's my father-in-law.
War general.
War general. So.
Oh, it looks like Santa to me.
Yeah, no, he is. He's dressed up as Santa. I love it.
So it's a war general dressed as Santa. Holy shit. We were both right.
But shit, yeah. Dude, like, it is so easy to file a claim on USPS, and I honestly didn't think they were going to approve it, because it's scary, dude, like, you know, to do it. Like, you just think they're going to deny everything, but, like, you submit
Matt's now going to file claims for everything.
No, I mean, if I have to, I will, but, like, you know, I just heard horror stories
of him
denying it and stuff.
He's like, I ordered a pizza, the delivery guy was like 3 days late. I need a refund.
Well, now I was so hesitant to buy extra insurance now for like stuff. So if it's over $100, like it's, I'll buy extra insurance if it's breakable just to fucking cover my ass.
I've done it. I've done it on really expensive items.
Over $100, you know. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't typically do it for everything, but
it's super easy, dude. It's the one page on eBay. You get to go on your laptop and you screenshot this whole page, and it has all the info, like the buyer's address, when they bought it, when it was delivered, all that kind of shit. And it has all the info. So you give them that page, and I read, as long as you show in the photos of the damage, like bubble wrap, they're going to approve it.
Oh, wow.
See the bubble wrap? Okay. We fucked up. So,
hey. Yeah. My eBay story is I had a guy leave me negative feedback because a beanie didn't fit his head.
Oh, you got that? Was that new?
Yeah, it was a brand new one of the Walking Dead crate ones I shipped. I'm looking and I'm like, wait, why the fuck do I have negative feedback?
Did he ask to return it first?
No.
He was straight up, he fucking mad. He mad ass left you negative feedback.
Yeah, and it was like, well, he put on there, this thing's useless to me. It fits me. It's too tight to fit my head, and it doesn't fit my dad's head either. It's like putting on a motorcycle helmet. I had to like stop myself because I wanted to reply, I'm sorry, your fucking head is gigantic.
Well, I would have
fits most.
I would have replied, unfortunately, you know, you never reached out to me, so I couldn't do anything.
Oh, I did. I responded on the comment. I put, sorry, it's one size fits most, and I don't make the size. Yeah. And then I put you never responded and said you were upset with product. Sorry.
Dude, like I get people leaving, like I get positive comments, great product, love it. It's like, well, I didn't make it. It's like, I'm not making fucking vintage toys. Like I'm not making them, dude. Like,
yeah, dude.
I have like
people comment like we're making
it. Leave. It just saves it too. Like whenever I leave feedback, it's like great seller, would work with again, super fast.
See, that's good. That's a comment. Like I get people.
Well, they have those ones that auto populate. I mean, mine auto populate. Like, if you leave me a positive comment, my auto populate, so I don't have to actually do feedback. So,
It's like, dude, like, are they like quick shipping? Well, I didn't ship it, dude. I literally just fucking dropped it off at the post office. So, like,
well, I mean, I get that one because there's people that even if you pay for priority, they fucking sit on it forever.
Oh my god, yeah, they'll wait like 5 days, and you're like, hey, what's going on? You know.
So
yeah,
I get the fast shipping thing.
You have to look at their handling time, because like I don't order anything from anybody on eBay unless their handling time is 1 or 2 days. If it's longer than 2 days, I'm not gonna do it because that means they ship like once a week, and it's like fucking boom.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
You gotta look at that. And I get people like who order shit like on a Friday. And they message me like on Saturday, why didn't you ship yet? It's like, because it's Saturday, dickhead. Like, I don't ship on fucking the weekend, bro, because I have a life.
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Take your
I love it when people buy something at midnight on Friday. And then they're like, I paid, please ship immediately. I'm like, yeah.
I got a couple for Christmas, dude. This like yesterday, I get comments. Ship this ASAP. This is for Christmas. Well, that deadline passed, idiot. Like last week, you're not gonna get this, dude. You
know? Yeah, I had that one time. Like a lady messaged me that was like, "Oh, I want to buy this for my son's birthday in 2 days. Can you get it here?" I'm like, "If you want to pay for it, sure, I'll overnight it."
You wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't get there.
Yeah,
even overnight.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to overnight it, we can try. But I'm like, no.
I don't understand that, because to me it's one of those things where you could just as easily do a screen print and put it in the card and say, hey, this is coming, I ordered it for you. It's just going to take
100%. I have a thing I typed up and I have it saved in my phone that I responded to these people with. I said, hey, I'll ship this as quick as I can, but it's on the post office once I drop it off. What you need to do is print off a small photo and put it in a card as a backup. And then when it comes, and you can just give it to them.
Yep.
I put my dick pic in all of your guys' Christmas cards when I mail them off. And
I appreciate you used.
I literally,
I
molded a small dicks out of plastic, and I put them in the cards, and I cut off some of my actual pubic hair, and I glued it like onto the top.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciated that on the Christmas card this year.
I thought, you know. Also, this year you guys got a special butt candy that was molded out of my butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, starfish?
Yeah, it looked like a little starfish candy. Yeah, that was my
Did you get one. The John Stamos version I sent you?
Did you get the Richard Gere gerbil I sent you?
All of my Christmas cards are actually screen caps from Rotten.com from 1999.
Nice. Oh, man. I got two things. I did Weekend Geek, dude. I love Supernatural, and I was at the flea market buying something, and then Dean and Supernatural loves...
You bought your vibrating bed?
Yes. Dean loves Magic Fingers in the show, and you know what Magic Fingers is, like a coin op, and just shakes the bed. I literally found a unit from a hotel that takes quarters, and the fucking thing works, dude. I plugged it in, and I set the vibrating unit just on the couch. 15 minutes, I'm sitting there. I'm like, this shit, it's nothing, dude. And then like 5 minutes into it, it feels like the whole couch is just like buzz, vibrating.
Oh my God, it's like an earthquake machine.
So now Shannon's like, I gotta go in the room by myself, and you don't need to come.
The door is shaking.
I'm gonna pull up the mattress and see if there's a spot for me to hook it to, because basically the machine with the vibrating parts, 4 bolts that you just have to bolt that on the back of the headboard or underneath. I'm gonna see if I can even do it. Then I have to get like a key made, because it takes one of those old vending machine keys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All the ones they have like fit but don't like work it. So
yeah, so that's cool, yeah, man. Shannon's gonna be in there all the time. You're gonna hear the bed vibrating. She'll be like, "Yeah, don't come in here."
Or she'll be like, "Come in here, like watch." I'm like, "Yeah, dude, watch."
Okay.
What else I get? And then I found a fucking vintage USPS mail bag, like a carrier bag. And the cool thing about the mail bags is each individual, they have to buy their own stuff, all their own equipment and pants and. You know what I'm talking about? So this was somebody's mailbag for their span of their career. You know, on the leather strap it came with, it has the dude's initials like printed, like a marker, and it's like you can just feel the wear in the strap.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is very cool, man. I just thought it was a neat piece, and I geeked out over it.
How many dick pic cards it carried?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I mean,
at least 7. Maybe he brought them to Bob Crane.
Like, you could probably fit like a mini tripod in there, you know? And
he's like, man. I used to deliver mail for Wilford Brimley. You wouldn't believe the big prints.
You used to get letters from 3 addresses, and they were just
3 addresses.
You're all
this one's going to the.
You used to get mail from 3 addresses. So you got from Skywalker Ranch, the Quaker Oats people, and some guy named Bob.
Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual.
I want to talk to you about
and reverse hope mortgages.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a mortgage, but
he's like in reverse. He's reading his newspaper. He's like, "Oh, I didn't see you there. I'd like to talk to you about reverse mortgages."
My diabetes flares up, and I can't afford my mortgage, so I got a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, it pays me for my diabetes.
How many movies have I been in with damn aliens?
Now that I got a reverse mortgage, I can afford all these Quaker Oats.
He's like, I haven't shit right for 10 years because I've been eating too many Quaker Oats. My turds are just seeds.
They're just seeds.
It's just dust.
I haven't felt this good since I was in the movie Cocoon. Man, it's been a while. I mean, maybe we're feeling this Wilford Brimley because our last episode was a lost Justin versus Justin episode.
Don't deny me my Brimley.
So,
did well, you know about them fucking Ewoks?
Weekend Geek?
Ewoks.
No.
Ewoks.
I mean, we kind of talked about it about everything? Know, throughout the show, because I don't remember what anything else I fucking did, dude. I've been working so much and shit.
I'll talk about my honeymoon. Shit? So,
you worked
as shit. You know,
dude, I literally was, I was, cause I started door dashing for some cash, dude. A easy way to make $100. Problem is, dude, like yesterday, my stomach was flaring up. I had to take like 3 shits while I was working.
Cause you're eating like samples of each of the food you're delivering.
No, they seal the bags. They seal the bags up. So you can't,
you were taking sips of the shakes.
No, dude, it's just, I have to deliver to a bunch of fucking cheap assholes sometimes. And you can always tell it. Cause they're like, leave it at my door. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to see me. Cause you didn't tip me.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if I see cash as a tip, I'm fucking, if they don't answer, I'm fucking dropping their food and punching it, dude. Because I used to fucking do, what's the main one? Food?
Grubhub. Oh, Grubhub?
Yeah, when I lived in the city, right before I moved out, I did Grubhub for this pizza place. And I would see cash on there. And I'm like, these motherfuckers, dude. Because usually you see that, it's going to be one of two things. You're going to tip you really well, or they're going to fucking ghost your ass. They're like, oh, I didn't put it in the card. No, you didn't. Oh, well, I'll get you next time. It's like, all right, bitch, I'll remember you. And then this motherfucker ordered it, and I saw his name, and I just fucking remembered it. I'm like, so I fucking smushed his fucking burger up, dude, punched the fucking fries, and dumped half the fucking Coke out, and left it there. Then they called the store, and I had to redeliver, and I did it to the same fucking thing, dude. I did it to both orders. Fuck them, dude.
You're like, that's how we make them.
Yeah. And I fucking...
Matt did the... There's a special ingredient.
I rubbed it on my seat. It's my semen, dude. Because I came in the guy's drink.
Did you order that burger with AIDS?
Yeah.
Dog AIDS? This burger got spit on it. Eh, fuck it.
What does that look like to you?
Spit? It's for a cop.
We got a burger.
It's liter of soda for a cop.
So I'll go into mine. I just got back from my honeymoon in Disney. And we went to Disney, did Universal for one day. I was able to get on Guardians of the Galaxy. What a friggin' ride that is, man. It's crazy. Terry Crews is in it.
Did you get to throw Gamora off a cliff? You
mean no. And it's definitely like what happens after the first movie and before the second movie. It's kind of like that.
Is the ride like you have to go capture raccoons so, you know, you can mold them into like talking raccoons?
Is that a real awesome question? I mean, it's like, no, it's not. But all the voices are there. So it's like you have Vin Diesel doing Groot. You've got Drax. You've got Rocket. Like everybody's there. It's basically a 4-car roller coaster with like 2 seats on it. But here's the thing. They don't just go straight. They turn sideways. So then you're going sideways down the roller coaster and stuff like that.
It's called
Is it like the Star Wars ride where it's all like one floor but like
no carvers around? It is an indoor fucking roller coaster where the ceiling is playing out this whole scene from Guardians of the Galaxy. But and here's the thing, like if you like rides and stuff like that, go check this ride out and all that and whatever. It wasn't for me, and I'm gonna tell you why. When they turn the car sideways, then you're going down, like, you should not be moving that way. You should be going straight and facing the way you're going. I got off the ride, and I felt so fucking rattled. I was just walking around like, ugh. Like, someone puked, you know, afterwards. Like, I'm like, dude, it's like a concussion machine.
They built that in the giant golf ball at Epcot, right?
It's actually very close to the golf ball. It's like right around the corner.
Yeah, it's in Tower of Terror.
That's at Hollywood Studios.
Whatever, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Tower of Terror is still there.
Yeah, that is still there, I think.
Well, maybe I'm thinking
I thought they put the Guardians of the Galaxy inside the golf ball at Epcot.
No, that's Spaceship Earth. So
yeah, I thought they got rid of that.
It's still pretty popular, apparently. Like the line was crazy.
Well, that's because that's like when you're walking out of the park at the end of the night, you're like, yeah, let's ride it.
Yeah, kind of. It's right next to the... It's like the first thing by the entrance. So.
Want to smell some mold in old people's basement? Yeah.
You're like,
you know what, guys? Like, Matt is not wrong. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, some
that's
of the
because, things, yeah, we gotta love that, right? Like, you go through it, and they're like, one day women will have the right to vote.
Yeah, yeah. We did Splash Mountain, right? Because Splash Mountain's going away, they're gonna change it and everything. And people are like, oh man, why are they changing Splash Mountain? I'm gonna tell you why. Fuck. Like, when you're going through and you see that there are like literally pieces of this fucking ride that have fallen off and they're gone forever and stuff like that, and it's like, is there supposed to be something here? Because there's like a big, like, black, like there's a light and there's nothing there. And it's like just blackness. And you're like, all right, you know. And then there's like pieces of like trees and shit that's like missing. And I'm like, yeah, this one's definitely fallen on some hard times. And it's fun because like coming down the flume and all that, like it's a really fun ride. But
you mean hill?
Like the flume? What do you call it? Hill? I would call it a flume. Is it a mountain? Coming down a mountain? A mountain, is it? Jackal? It's a jackal? Oh, no.
Just with his European...
Yeah, going to Disney World one fucking day. A flume. Okay, fucking dickhead.
You don't like my $12 word?
He wrote "It's a Small World," and then he comes out and he's like, "Oh no, go down the flume to the water.
Going down the flume." No, we did. We went for a wedding, and our friends of ours work at Disney, and they got married at Epcot, and it was cool.
Did they go down the flume when they got married?
Yes, they did. We did the Frozen ride, which is the old Matterhorn.
So did you let it go?
Everybody went. Yeah, dude. Did I ever tell you guys like what I looked like when I got off the ride the first time? Because you like it sends you, and you're supposed to go like you're expecting Splash Mountain. And it just levels out, and then they take a picture of you. And at the end, this was me. This was my picture.
Oh, dude.
Arms crossed, sour face. I'm like, what the fuck?
We rode the Men in Black ride at Universal in Orlando like fucking 10 times. So there's no line.
And oh, wow.
Knew where the fucking picture was. So it was me, Shannon, and Lydia. And then it's like a gun game. So we're all having our guns and we're all posing with the guns. And you're supposed to be shooting. It's supposed to get like an action. But all of us are holding like fucking 007.
And we're that's still there too.
Right at the camera.
Yeah, we did one day at Universal, which was like the Saturday that we were there. Walked through Simpsons Land and all of that. And like besides like what you're talking about with like the Men in Black and all that, there's not a lot at Universal that we could actually do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody goes for Harry Potter.
Yeah, we did Harry Potter, and it's like realistically, it like we ate there, and then you look at the shops, and it's like, okay, if you're not going on this ride, there's nothing else here. So we hopped on the train to go over to Islands of Adventure, had to do Jurassic Park because that's like my favorite ride.
Yeah.
And I mean it's like one of the dinosaurs, the first dinosaur we come to, it's like on the ground and it's not even facing us, and it's like and the girl broke. Behind us is like, yeah, that thing broke, and it looks like shit. I guess it was like all ripped it's up. Like, or something. I'm like,
dude, did you? Did
what
you,
do you really think?
Did you run over like the movie and you laid on its stomach?
I would have, man. I fucking love that ride. It's so cool because it is like Splash Mountain. There's a giant T-Rex that pops out, and then you go down another flume, you know,
or you go down the flume.
I love it, you know, and it's just. That's like my favorite ride. I just love
it. Did you ride Tower of Terror and Aerosmith at Disney?
No, I didn't get it. Sarah like can't do a lot of these rides anymore because she had a heart attack last year, so she just can't do them. So
don't make her sit on a bench and wait for you.
I only made her do that once. You know,
that's like you tell her to wait in line at the next ride.
Yeah, and then you get fucking.
You get me a damn snow cone.
Dude, did they tell you you were too fat to ride a ride?
No, I mean they inferred it, but
I got that when we went to Universal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they pulled me out of line. They're like, "Sir, have you ever rode this ride? You should test the seat up before you get on." I just thought they were being nice, dude. And then like I tested it fits, and Shannon was like, "It's because you were fat." I'm like, really? I'm like those motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, dude, I had that at Six Flags.
Like Kevin Smith, you.
Damn, dude.
Oh wow! So did you get on that ride or?
I did. It's the Harry Potter one where you're like it's like the thing it closes.
That's
and you're
an
like, and it's like
ride,
dude,
man.
You get on and like the thing it jams tight and it was so tight on me. I thought I was gonna have a fucking heart attack, dude.
Yeah.
It's so I couldn't breathe. And then like you go out of this thing because it's the moving walkway and it swoops you up.
Yep.
And like as soon as it swoops up, my weight shifted. It went like this, whoop over the harness. I'm like, all right, I can breathe now. I'm not gonna have a heart attack,
dude. It's that ride is no joke. It's funny because my kids went on that ride and they still like will not forgive me. They're like, thanks a lot, Dad. That's getting the crap out of me.
I'm probably down 40 pounds from when we went to Universal, so I'd like to go again and see if I can fit.
I would say like Islands of Adventure has a lot to offer, but it's like a lot of it is roller coaster themed. So it's like. When we did it, we wanted to do the Harry Potter stuff and check it out, and you know it was fun and all that. But it's like there's really not a lot that you could do there if like you're a recovering heart attack patient, you know. That kind of sucks. But
you could have a burger.
It was a lot of fun. Like the food's awesome. The drinks are great. Like it was.
You can stand next to Jaws.
You can, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, like they have some of the best food. Like they have this place down there in Disney Springs called Art Smith's. And he was like formerly like Oprah Winfrey's private chef. So he does this fried chicken and it is like the best chicken you ever had in your life. It's so fucking good.
I doubt it.
Is it with watermelon?
No, it's no. We had it with donuts.
Do I get grape soda and a watermelon with that shit?
Is it steak and lemonade or what?
I'm uncomfortable. So, I'm like, I mean, it's like, no, but it was like really.
It is with macaroni and cheese, though. Jelly beans?
Yeah, jelly beans. Yeah.
What's boiled over hard?
Yeah. For a cop.
Yeah. Did you get a car?
No. No, we didn't have to. We took the Skyway everywhere.
No, you know, I'm talking about, like, that you went to fucking Oprah's restaurant. Like, you should walk.
Oh, no. Like, no, it's not Oprah. No, this guy was her chef. So he's like, he kind of looks like.
Like, if it says Oprah anywhere on this motherfucker, I'm going to be like, I'm calling Oprah, dude. Fucking, you're going to get sued.
Dude, Minji.
You've reached Stedman.
This isn't Stedman.
Your hetero life mate?
Her hetero life mate, Gail?
Wow. Gail's a fucking trooper and you know it. Yeah, but we had a good time.
You've reached Dr. Phil. Yeah.
What did we do? We did E.T. Oh, that was interesting because I hadn't done that. Matt, you must have done E.T., right?
Oh, yeah, dude. We you know when you give them your name and they put it in, I said Bort.
Ah, nice.
Like, it says it. It's like Lydia Shannon Bort. And I'm like, hell yeah, worth it. Only worth getting fucking black mold riding that ride to hear Bort at the end.
Yeah, it's... And that's like that sort of feeling where it's like, yeah, did they dust this in a while? Like, what's going on here?
Like, this is the worst ride fucking ever. And then Spielberg said, if you take E.T. out, I'm never doing any more movies for you. So that's why fucking E.T. is there.
No shit. Yeah. Wow. It's not that bad of a ride. I mean, it's actually pretty similar to like Peter Pan.
It's not that bad of a ride. It's just, you know, next to the Atari game.
It literally smells like fucking mildew, water, black mold. Like,
it does kind of smell like that. Like, I'm not gonna lie,
dude. Like dead bodies, dude. Like,
there was something that I could not pinpoint until Matt said that, and I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, it does smell musty.
It smells
as
like
fuck.
Blood and semen not mixed together or anything.
Yeah,
but that's what it smells
separate.
Like.
Not in a fun way.
Separate.
Yeah, you know, separate.
You got out and you were like, it smells like Bigfoot's dick. smells like abused in. Used baby diaper filled with Indian food.
I did not check out to see if they had finished the Fast and the Furious because I just wasn't interested.
And well, they probably took Jimmy some Fallon. Time off because it's all about family.
Well, yeah, it's all about family this time of year.
You know? Well, that ride used to be called Disaster.
Yeah, I went on that years ago.
Yeah, I went and they called me up. I was on stage.
Oh, no shit.
They called me up and then I was the evil guy and they made
they're like throwing rocks at you. And
they
shit.
Were like, they made fun of me, dude, because they were like, do an evil laugh. And I'm like, ha ha. And they're like, that's evil. And they fucking made fun of me the whole time. And I was like,
well, they used to also have like that makeup show too, right? Like the horror effects and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was pretty fun. I mean, I went there like in 93. So it was like before, like when Jurassic Park was like coming out in the theaters, you know? So it's like, they didn't even have Jaws working, you know? It was like, all Nickelodeon studios and stuff. So it's definitely changed since then. You know, it's just not as cool. Like, I don't even think they had like the Fear Factor arena going.
See, I've never been to Universal in Florida. I've only been to the one in California.
Well, if you like Jason Bourne, they have a Jason Bourne stunt spectacular. You can go.
And check it's out. Like every 2 seconds, the guy's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Find me Jason Bourne. Get me Jason Bourne.
Jesus Christ. That's Jason Bourne.
Speaking about movie rides, I want to get Justin's hot take on fucking
the John Wick, right? Indiana
Jones trailer.
Which one?
The new Indiana Jones trailer.
Did not watch it yet.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
You of all people?
I've been really sick for a while, dude, so I really haven't been paying attention to all this shit. Yeah.
Never mind. I don't watch your fucking hot take.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think it belongs in a museum. He's gonna die.
Actually, I think the trailer for the new one actually looks pretty good.
And they say Shia LaBeouf's not in it, which I think is an absolute fucking mistake.
It's a travesty.
It is
great, dude. He is a fucking gem, dude. He's such a great actor.
People are looking back on this now through like the lens of where we are and like what's happened and stuff, and they're like, he was the reason I didn't like that movie. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Blow me, dude. Yeah,
there's a million reasons. I didn't
like the movie was the fucking CGI monkeys laughing.
Yeah, the CGI ants. You know, it's like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
There's cool parts in that fucking movie. There
and the
are.
Giant
not only
fucking
that, the storyline sucked too.
It's not the best story. Like, it's not the best anything, but it's like, there's good parts of that movie. You know, yeah. Ernie Reyes Jr.'s in that movie. Fucking Kino from Secret of the Ooze. Like, he's in that movie. And think about how cool the part with like the motorcycle where they're chasing the bus and shit like that at the college. That's awesome. Yeah.
They just didn't like it because Shia LaBeouf didn't go, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones.
Yeah. Did you guys see Everything Everywhere All at Once? He's in that. That's a good fucking movie, man. I would recommend that. I liked it.
Would you also recommend people checking out our website, geeklifehq.com?
That's a fucking segue and a half, isn't it?
Oh, Matt's like, he pulled out his wrap it up box.
Yeah. Is that a condom? What? Oh, okay.
He pulled out the Dave Chappelle wrap it up.
Wrap it up, bitch. Cut it out.
He's got fucking orchestra music playing like playing you off as you're talking.
And I want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ. Okay.
I'd like to thank my agent and Jesus Christ. And yeah. Thank you.
I'd like to thank. Did you say Asian Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus. Wait, is fucking Matt now playing Closing Time by Coldplay?
That's Semisonic, right?
Or Semisonic, whatever fucking gay band it is.
Oh my god.
They had their moment. Yeah, check us out at Geek Life HQ on Instagram. We have a robust Facebook page. You can check that out. And geeklifehq.com. And should we have them check out the dual finds?
You can if you want. I mean,
why not? And check out the find retail them? Sites on eBay.
Waldo. You never know where they're going to be.
I just had a TikTok blow up, dude. So it's like, I'm going to be TikTok famous here soon.
Nice. We don't have a TikTok, and I don't think we're going to.
I don't do the TikTok because that's,
I'm just watching.
I don't even watch it. I don't even have the app on my phone.
No, shit.
TikToks are for housewives and little girls.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Matt's going to make apparently a dance video buckets. Soon. Yeah, that's where we know dancing. Matt got fucking TikTok.
I'm not going to. I don't lip sync or dance. I literally just do what I did on YouTube, but I did it like in a minute on TikTok.
Matt's going to. We know shit went downhill, though, when he's dancing.
Yeah, it's like, anybody got a quarter?
When we see Matt do a dance video at Savers, we know it's fucking hope's lost.
Why is he wearing scrubs?
I'll be like, I'd probably, and I'm in hell if I'm doing that.
I saw a funny meme that literally said, if I died today, or if I died right now, it would literally take me a week to realize I wasn't at work.
Wouldn't exactly say I've been missing it, Bob.
I wouldn't say that for me now, but yeah, I've been there. I've been there with work, but not now.
That's me, dude. It's little hell. So yeah, if I died, I'd be like, oh wait, where am I? Oh, I thought I was in my cubicle still.
Jeez. On that morose note, we will see you next time, guys.
Next time.
Well, you won't see us, but you'll hear us.
They might see us.
Next episode will be all in sign language and Braille.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways podcast network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.